Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma's weed improvement team, led by state weed breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new weed varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Weed Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Weed Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Well, firm buyer support quickly moved into cattle trade late last week. This not only helps to drive additional longer-term support into the complex, but the firming cash market activity from late last week has helped to push nearby contracts back near contract highs. Firm support's expected to develop in the early part of trade this morning, although volume's expected to remain light with limited interest following the weekend break. Now, over on the hogs, limited new information likely in hog trade, with traders focusing on bids, which are expected to be steady to a dollar lower today. Most early bids expected to be around 50 cents lower, as this has been the consistent pattern the last several days. Futures trade remains under pressure and will likely open steady to weak this morning. Given the recent market softness through the complex, prices are ripe for a correction, although any move higher will be fighting an uphill battle. That's the next couple of days, with slaughter runs expected at about 478,000 head. Now, on the grains, wheat markets are weaker this morning as traders continue to weigh the improvement in U.S. wheat exports versus a comfortable balance sheet and prospects for a rebound in Northern Hemisphere production at some point this summer. Traders were emboldened by the purchase of 120,000 metric tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat on Friday by Egypt's GASC, especially considering many more cargoes could be purchased by the time new crop supplies hit bins. Corn prices are slightly lower here this morning, that on the first full session following the bevy of USDA reports, which came out on Friday. For all of the fanfare, the reports were rather mundane in terms of market moving data. And soybeans also slightly weaker this morning, adding to Friday's gains, which looked anything but clear through much of that session. The soybean market received an incredibly mixed bag of data Friday, with smaller South American production estimates, smaller Chinese imports, smaller U.S. exports, larger U.S. crush, and a major revision to South American soybean stocks going all the way back to 1999-2000. We're going to check your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
February live cattle up 107 on Friday, 127.37. April up 110, 127.92. March feeder cattle up 85 at 144.10. April up 102 at 145.90. April hogs down 117 Friday at 58.42. Kansas City wheat, the March down 2 cents at the close, 494 and a quarter. May was down 2.5, 501 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 4 cents, 517 and a quarter. May was up 2.5, 519 and a half. March corn down 2 and a quarter, 374 and a quarter. May was down 2 cents, 382 and a quarter. March soybeans up 1 and a quarter at 914 and a half. May was up 1 and a half, 928 and three quarters. March cotton down 26 cents, 7255. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.